Hello.
Eddie, about the
Hey.
Jacksonville media here for you.
Okay.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing?
Hey,
Good,
Didi.
congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
What's the last couple of days been like?
I mean, of course, it's been pretty stressful for me, but I'm just happy to be a part of an organization like the Jacksonville Jaguars and ready to get out there and compete with my brother.
The Jaguars have a lot of wide receiver talent. You excited about potentially being able to win a job in such an elite group?
I mean, at the end of the day, it's all about competing, and we're all going to do that, and I'm just ready to get out there and work my tail off.
Did you expect to fall this far because of the off-the-field stuff?
I mean, not this far exactly, but I knew it was going to be somewhere along these lines, but I'm just thankful, and God is never wrong.
How important was the pre-draft visit here for the Jaguars to ask those questions and for you to answer them?
I mean, it was pretty sweet. I'm sorry, I didn't just necessarily hear the question you just asked.
Pre-draft visit to the Jaguars, how important was that to answer some questions about your background and also your on-the-field play?
I mean, it was pretty good. I vibed with them right when I went in there. We built a relationship from the start of it, and they held their end of the bargain. Now it's time for me to hold mine.
Didi, what's your side of the story on the report that you were kicked out of a combine interview?
I don't think I was necessarily kicked out of a combine interview.
Okay.
What happened?
I have no idea. I'm not aware of that.
What's your focus, though? I mean, all the questions about your past and coming into this franchise. I mean, what you feel about your maturity level and taking your focus on the field and kind of showing, putting everything on the field. I mean, how you feel about your maturity at this point?
I felt like my past, I've grown up and I've learned a lot from it. Of course, my past, it happened a few years ago, and it made me a lot wiser. It made me think things over. So every situation I go about, I think it through twice or three times and get someone else's opinion and make sure it's correct all the way around. For Jacksonville, I thank them for believing in me, and I'm going to do everything that I possibly could to help this organization win.
So you feel you have a lot to prove on and off the field?
Oh, yes, sir, most definitely.
So the domestic violence arrest, how did teams address that with you?
They pretty much asked me about the situation and how it happened, and I gave it to them exactly how it happened. And, of course, that's the past, and it's behind me, and I'm ready to go to work.
Last year you put up some pretty big numbers. What was different than the year before? What do you from a playing percentage wise?
The difference the year before, of course, we had the great Sterling Shepard, in that key role, and I knew that he was gonna be a key guy. He had already been there years before me, but I knew if I contributed the way that I was supposed to be or supposed to, that I was gonna, take on that very role that next year. And I did everything that I could, both on and off the field, and I got that chance, and I believe I capitalized on it.
When you were coming out of JUCO, who else was trying to recruit you, and why'd you pick Oklahoma?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
When you were coming out of JUCO, why did you pick Oklahoma, and who else was recruiting you, is what I mean.
The reason I picked the University of Oklahoma, because I thought it was the best fit for me. I talked to a couple of guys there, and they put down on paper how many guys they put out to the NFL in Coach Stoops' era. And I thought for me that was the best spot. I knew Sterling had one more year left, and I can possibly be the man after that if I come in and do everything that I'm supposed to, both in the classroom, on the field, and off the field. And, things went my way.
Did the Jags make it perfectly clear?
Say it again.
Did the Jags make it perfectly clear that there's no margin for error here for you and that you're on a short leash in terms of?
Oh, most definitely. And, at the end of the day, that's up to me. And I've overcome adversity, many times in my life, and it's another chance for me to overcome it. And I thank the Jacksonville Jaguars for giving me the opportunity to do that, of course, in their organization.
Hey, Dede, most Biletnikoff Award winners hit the ground running. You've got a crowded field here.
with both Allens and Marquise Lee. How do you see yourself fitting in?
I think it's going to be a great fit. I think it's going to be great for me to get underneath those guys and learn from them, you know, take everything that they have to offer as far as, you know, about the game and how it works. You know, there's much for me to learn, and I'm going to be the student to the game. So I'm beyond ready.
Thanks, DJ. Appreciate it, DJ.
Thank you.
Congrats again.
Thank you.